हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
Maharaj, this morning we were talking about humility. Humility.
Yes.
So, what is the what is the like the perfection of humility in our practical devotional service? Practically, what is the perfection of humility for the Kanishtha Adhikari?
Maybe. Of different type in different persons. So he is the thinker of his own way, own way. The humility, not to encroach on the rights of others, humility. And also, it should not be such as to kill one's own self, humility. It must be natural. Once when we entered the present Bhagavad Mart, there was a festival. From the hired house, the deities came in the chariot and the singing and dancing. Then deities were removed in the temple and then Mahaprasad distributed. At 12 or at 1 o'clock we went to went to bed, and my bed was just nearby the bed of Professor Sanyal. And he was very humble. Then in the morning that professor says to me very slowly that last night I felt so much weakness that I thought that I was dying. I thought that I shall arouse you. I was just on his side. Then I thought, no, why should I disturb Vaishnava? He is so tired today and taking rest. Let me wait. And when I waited a little, then I gained some strength. And I did not disturb you. But now also I am very weak. And very slowly and with very sober, when he is speaking these things, he was dying and he did not arouse me on the being afraid of discharging my rest. When I heard in the morning from his lips, of course very gently he put it, but it came to me like thunder. I at once went to Prabhupada and informed him that such is the case. The gentleman was dying last night, but he did not disturb me. They also knew, Prabhupada and others of Vaishnava, they also knew that that man was of such type. So at once they took attention and they called for a doctor. Took serious care. So sometimes that sort of humility, I think it is dangerous. Because his life is a valuable property to Guru Maharaj, not only of himself. He is not concerned with only his interest, but he should live in the interest of his Gurudev. So I could not relish that sort of, appreciate that sort of humility. So everything must be a real characteristic, with some connection with reality. I am thirsty, I won't request any Vaishnava, please help me with a glass of water. Or something like that. Then my disease may continue, and there will be anyways found foolish. So common sense should be utilized always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur.
When our Guru Maharaj was in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, he was lying on the bed before he left. He could not eat anything, practically not even one glass of water. But I marked anyone who came, any visitor, he would say, give them prasad. Even in that condition, he himself could not eat.
He wanted to travel the whole of Vrindavan.
Yes, parikrama. Govardhan.
In
bullock
cart. Bullock cart.
Yes.
But Saraswati Amadev, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, help was sought. And he came and anyhow he could stop him from that campaign, condition of health. হ্যাঁ যাবার আগে তার ইচ্ছা হয়েছিল যে আমি গরু গাড়ি করে সমস্ত বৃন্দাবন পরিক্রমা করছি, দিয়ে আসতাম সব একবার দর্শন করে ঘুরে আসবো, প্রণাম দেব গোবর্ধন রাধা কুণ্ড নন্দগ্রাম সব একবার করে প্রণাম দিয়ে আসি। সে কিছু তো ঠেকাতে পারেন না, প্রায় আয়োজন হয়। তারপরে একজন ইচ্ছার বিরুদ্ধে তখন কৃষ্ণদাস বাবাজিকে নিয়েছে, তিনি বুঝিয়ে সুঝিয়ে এদিক ওদিক করে সেটা থামা দেন। তাহলে হয়তো রাস্তাটি গাড়ির উপরই যেতেন চলে। হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ।
So Maharaj, you said that we should always take the hum.
Everything, bhajan, of different form, everything is good. Sabun, Ketan, Smaran, Bhatna, connection, anything in connection with what that is. We are not blaming anything, but according to our capacity, our position, what will be most effective, the consideration and discussion will be about that. But we must remember that we should not neglect that will be committing offense. There's moron. And the other bhajan, pada sevan, they are of lower order. We must not be proud enough to condemn them in such a way. But still, very cautiously, and only not with, to satisfy curiosity, but when necessity will arise, then only we shall have to approach, just of the superiority of looking above Shukdev, above Ambarish, all these things. But we must not venture to take up as a play. They are all serious things. To take one Vaishnava over another, to consider, that is not a very light thing. very subtle points. Hmm? They are devotees and to place one above another by, with our rough necessity. We must not try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an academic thing. As a professor, we shall coach the students with some theoretical knowledge of these things. It should not be accepted in that light. The practical side we shall always be conscious of. They are great. And where am I? And I am going to get next degree and dismiss over whom? There should be some limit to our adventurous audacity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Sarva Bhavana Prabhu is relating last night that you had said once that humility is accepting no position. Humility is also seen in not being willing to accept positions. So
it's a service.
Position.
The high.
It is all right.
But the service.
It is all right.
The service.
Huh? What do you say now? I am still sticking there. Not position.
Uh-huh.
Mm? Because a servant has got no independent position. His position is always on the command of the master. His always position is an infinite possibility. Humility. He is humble, most humble to his master, not to the gundas. His main position, humility. Humility, mostly towards whom? I am humble. I am lower of the lowest to whom? Towards my master, towards his own Vaishnava. I am humble there. So, Hanumanji, when it is necessary to burn the Swarna Lanka, his humility is not disturbed. He is as humble as anyone in carrying out the order of Ram, the interest of Ramchandra, wholly given, wholly surrendered. Humility, in other words, it is surrendering, humble. As there is no opposition to the instruction, to the command of the master, he is related to Vaikuntha, to the upper section. Humility, not to the ordinary, not the street, throne, or tiger and serpent. Humility does not mean, does not drag them in relativity. The serpent, the tiger, the jackal. But relatively to the Vaishnava. That is the real plane where he takes his stand. So he is concerned with them. And humble means he does not resist. Whatever comes, he only goes to carry out the order. He is humble. He possesses humility. Without opposition, he goes to carry out. Sunichata. No prejudice, not sitting on a seat of prejudice, humility. Generally we think humility to the outside world, but that is not the meaning is that. To the standard thinking person, they are misconceived, they are mad. Not humility in the standard of madness to the mad people. Madman has got no standard of his soul. These are all misconceived in the mad. The humility means that we got a standard, and standard, that is, we must have from the standard world. Do you follow, no?
Yes.
Rupad has interpreted humility. The humility is absent where there is enjoyment, the spirit of enjoyment, aggression. Enjoyment, exploitation means aggression. There cannot be humility. You follow?
Yes.
Only Saint person's service, there is humility. There is no humility, there is exploitation and renunciation. These two are opposition against the normal nature of the world. These are all misconceived. They are enemy. They are challenging element to the normal reality. You follow?
Yes. Huh? That brings another... You understand that
The
line.
Spirit of exploitation, the spirit of renunciation, both of them are revolt against the proper smooth working of the truth. So they are all misconceived. And the humility, real, must be in the, relatively with the truth, full aspect, and not with the misconceived world. The standard of not of the misconceived, the madman. Follow?
Yes. What about spiritual aggression?
Spiritual?
Spiritual aggression.
Aggression.
For competition. There's a competitive spirit amongst two persons who are doing the same thing. Then where's the place in humility there?
There is humility if it is really service, because its object is the center and the inspiration, cooperation, direction from there. As he feels, he does so. He was connected with the Absolute Center. So the company arranged by Yogamaya. He is not responsible. The necessity from the center, as he told you in the morning, passion, not necessity. Ahiri bhagatik prema sabhava kuti dhabhavet. It seems to be crooked, but it is not crooked, it is very nature. It is necessary only for the variegatedness of the services of Krishna. From there, designed from up. They are not responsible for that.
Humility proper Bangladesh kya acha hai?
Prakito, prakito, sunichata. Prakito bina hai, prakito sunichata. বুঝতে পারছেন না?
হ্যাঁ ভাই,
হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি কৃষ্ণ.
So we must not infringe on the property of others. There may be competition, but we should not infringe on the property of others.
Our duty will always be to dedicate ourselves more and more intensely. And as we shall be interfered with the higher agency, we shall do. We must keep ourselves ready always for that. The handling from the upper house, we shall obey 100%. No, without any hesitation. That is our duty. Whatever will be asked to do, we shall do in a war field. If the general asks a particular battalion to go in the first battle, they say, why not the second one should be ordered, commanded to go? Why should we go first? We shall die, and the last battle they will rejoice. They'll rejoice the victory. Eh? Why should you go first? Eh? What do you say?
That is not dedication.
The military will shoot you then and there. That is my consideration of the above, decision from the above. And it is not left on you, battalion number 1, 2, or 3, or 4, who will go. It is not on the highest brain that the command. To complete against that highest command, that means to die. To be done and leave it immediately.
So Maharaj, then when the Pancha Pandavas were on the Prasthan, Mahaprasthan, Arjuna had followed the instructions of Krishna ditto. Whenever Krishna said shoot, he shot, whatever instructions he received. But we have seen in one case that Yudhishthira did not follow the instructions ditto of Lord Krishna. But all these people fell before Yudhishthira. Why did Arjuna have to actually fall down?
That is not the criteria of the highest devotion. But Yudhishthira's achievement, that was for another thing. That is not, the devotion proper is not connected there. That is some sattva-gun mundane affairs.
Yes.
Arjuna challenged.
The Yamaraja. The dog went on.
Yes.
But Arjuna had to fall.
Why did
Bhim had to fall? That is, the test was something else. Connected with mundane world. And they went to Sarga. What is that?
Yes.
Not the highest thing of achievement.
Yes.
That is only a show of the outer case of the Pandava. But real Pandava is Sakha to Krishna. That is separate. They already saw their Duryodhana and others, they are there. What are they? After that they are all having their good position, honored position there. They met Yudhishthira, went with his own body and what found? That sattva-gun deha. A diadem fronting and to die in the battlefield for a Kshatriya, he is rewarded by heavenly life. And they are there. And Yudhishthira went to that place, keeping his body, and others could not. They already reached. But the plane was sattva-guna, somewhat like that, sarga, and not Vaikuntha, nor Goloka, nor Dwaraka, nor that Mathura, etc.
Yes.
That is aprakita, not. It is sattva-guna. Double, that Kesavata, the white and the black hair of Brahma, he gave it, that this will go and save you from the horrors of the sinfulness you are suffering from, he gave to the Dharitri Pathivi. But Krishna and Balaram came. They took up those two ropes, but they are only Bhuvadharan Kari Avatar, not Swayam Bhagavan, Avatar of Vrindavan. That is another thing. So also, it has been seen in many cases, the outer case is something else. The inner man is another thing. He also absorbs the lower personality. Just as when the Viceroy comes, Rashtrapati comes to Calcutta. Then he, the Rajyapal's function absorbed in him, right. If you like. When the kings come to visit the colony, all the officers, their power really vanishes in him. Hmm. Whatever he will do, everything, that will be done by every of them. Their own respective personality is dead. So when higher power descends, the lower case has got no value. Then when retires, the lower case has been left and the higher case goes on, up. That's all, okay?
গয়েশপুর থেকে সেই অমিয় কৃষ্ণ তারই বন্ধু, এখানে ইউনাইটেড ব্যাংকে কাজ করে।
হ্যাঁ,
ইউনাইটেড ব্যাংকে কাজ করে।
গয়েশপুরে দুটি ছেলে সে হরিনাম নিয়ে গিয়েছিল।
Maharaj, sometimes you speak very sweetly, and then other times it seems very cutting.
Harshly. Sweetly and harshly. Enraged.
As soft as a rose petal, and as hard as a thunderbolt.
Madhuradavi kathurani madhuni kusumadavi lokottaranam chetangshi ko vijnatumiheshwara. It is of course in the mention. Harshly, when some attack is on the person of the Vaishnava, some injustice on them, temper may be hot. And I am also being a party to that. I am entangled, committing some offense against them. So easily irritated. Why should I not stop in the beginning? I am carried so far as to disturb their honor. That is the cause of irritation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the responsibility is mine, and I am dragging you to up to that distance. তাহলে এখানে থাকবে স্বল্প ভাবুন পুরুষ পাবেন এখানে বন্ধ তাহলে
এখানে বন্ধ করবে
হ্যাঁ আচ্ছা about degree, personages, any offenses, Nityananda Prabhu, please take those off and keep me in my normal position as I have got from you all. অপরাধ না হোক আমার হৃদয় আছে, পিঠে কোনো অপরাধ না হোক আমার for this so much audacity we should beg to be excused, to be pardoned to Nityananda Prabhu for his power. Padu Sudarasi, he does not take any offense generally. Without Guru, he goes with full Sudarasi and the angels fear to trade. And angels fear to say it. They laugh in the subtle most. The realm of sentiments of the high order, highest order, led to the extremist. The Siddhanta, upper Siddhanta, that fits, that strikes. Any upper Siddhanta taken to Mahaprabhu, he much felt much disturbed. So Swarup Damodar heart first. Then he would send it to Mahaprabhu. Otherwise Mahaprabhu's heart was disturbed in a very cruel way. Upper Siddhanta is the final cause of the higher thinking persons. Navadhati tataskandhi jatha badhati badhati. Haridas told, I do not feel pain on my shoulder when carrying the palanquin, but you commit the grammatical mistake, badhati, it will be badhati, you say badhati. That is striking more. That is creating more in me. That your that break in the law of grammar. That is a great shock to me, and not the pain I am carrying you on my shoulder. That pain I do not care for. So subtle beating is there. And the high sphere, and the higher sentiment, they may be offended. Without necessity, not curiosity, and necessity, and with all humility, with all respect to them, we shall try to enter into that garden without disturbing any plant or any person who is roaming on that sphere. Realism and not Harikatha.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad, one of whom is a very bright.
Yes. So that would be the authentic. History of his life, especially the earlier, the major portion of his life. Last days may not be mentioned there, but he came in a big family. Famous family in the caste family, Dutta, their upadhi. And the Vivekananda also came out of the same family, Atkula Dutta, Calcutta, famous family. Substantial name and fame. But his maternal uncle's house was at Uda, where Lalita Prasad has constructed his mat. Who was younger brother, Lalita Prasad?
Birnagar.
Near Birnagar. There was a big village named Ula. And the Mustavi had the landlords there. And they had the mother connection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His father became poor and he was brought up, born and brought up in Uda. And he studied in Krishnanagar College, school college in Krishnanagar. Then, of course, he had some exceptional talent. He came in connection with the then educated society amongst the students. And especially there was one Mr. Duff, Christian missionary, who established Scottish Church College. He came in with his connection. He was encouraging the young Bengalis at the time, attracting most of them towards Christianity. And many Michael Madhusudan and others, they became Christians. Bhaktivinoda Thakur once, there was some association and some journals were also published from that association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also contributed one essay. But Dasaib was displeased with him. He told that it is atheistic temperament. So I don't expect it from a boy of yours, from a young man of your type. Here we have tried to prove that everything is coming out of blind nature. There is God. Anyhow, gradually he was in, he had close association with the Brahma Society. The advanced, supposed to be advanced in culture. Followers of Brahman Rai. And his first friend was the eldest brother of Rabindranath. Dijendranath Thakur was his very intimate friend. In this way, he had to accept some service for livelihood and government service he got at the post in Orisha in the position of SDO, in charge of some subdivisional officer. And sometimes he was also posted as an inspector of the Puri Jagannath Temple to supervise there may not be any corruption, all these things. At that time he came in connection with Bhagavatam when he was engaged in the service of the Jagannath Temple and tried to read it. Then he was gradually captured, Bhagavatam and the life of Sri Chaitanya Deep and Chaitanya and all these things from Puri coming back. The Brahma Association expected much from him because he was of scholarly character, could write well, argue well. But coming in contact with Bhagavatam, when he was serving in Dinajpur, he gave his speech on Bhagavatam. There, he separated himself completely from the Brahma school. And he was sent to side with the Vaishnava thinking of school of thinking, Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu. And gradually he read his shastras also and wrote many books with the Vaishnava shastra. Then after retirement, when he wanted to go to Vrindavan, to live there, to pass the rest of his life there, he got a dream and repeated to find out, to discover the proper birthplace of the Chaitanya. He could not neglect that dream. And again he entered into service in Krishnanagar. And there the records of the local place, he used to consult. And then, by the help of the record as well as inspiration, he discovered the birthplace at Yogapeth, Mayapur. Then more interested, he visited the whole Navadvip Mandap. And from the old scriptures also, he gave a description of the old and the modern, of the whole Dhamma of Mahaprabhu. And established a Sabha, a committee, association committee, so that the Seva Puja of that place may continue. And lastly, he handed it over to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was his first son was one Annada Prasad. The second was Radhika Prasad. Annada Prasad by first wife, two married twice. Annada Prasad only one son, and the first wife died. Then second wife, Radhika Prasad, then Kamala Prasad, then Bimala Prasad, our Prabhupada, fourth. Annada Prasad, Radhika Prasad, Kamala Prasad, Bimala Prasad. And then Varada Prasad, Lalita Prasad, Bihaja Prasad, Sukhdaya Prasad, eight sons. And four daughters for us. But Bimala Prasad, from the beginning, had given to the devotion of Mahaprabhu, and was a very independent spirit, did not mind to read or continue study systematically, went to Sanskrit college, up to Sanskrit college. He continued his study, but he had a spirit always to fight in favor of Vaishnavism with anyone and everyone. And that sort of fighting spirit was the cause of leaving his college. And then the home study, including Jyotish also. And whenever any opportunity he had, he used to discuss in favor of Vaishnavism with anyone and could not tolerate. If anyone says anything against Vaishnavis, that is Gaudiya Vaishnavi. Mm. So once he challenged Ishwar Vidyasagar, then Rabindranath, in papers also, and through writing, and Charandas Babaji, many places, yes. So much so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was felt little disturbance. What will be your future? You are Bhagavandizing. Do not follow a particular system in your life. He answered, don't be anxious for my future. I will manage anyhow. Then he went to visit the south places of pilgrims in the south, just as Mahaprabhu did, and they gathered many ancient Vaishnava information. And in Anubhashyam is recorded.